As the sun sets on summer, Parliament returns to session and I am back in Ottawa. Spending the summer at home in Foothills gave me the chance to reconnect with so many of you and listen to your stories. We have so much to be grateful for, so much to celebrate, and so much potential if the Liberal NDP government just kept its fingers out of our wallets. What I heard from you are fed up with the costly Liberal NDP government and the fact their policies and spending are leading to higher costs while services have never been worse. You are worn out from working yourself to the ground, but still not having a leg to stand on at the end of the month when bills come due. We're all fed up, plain and simple. It is clear and unmistakable you do not support the direction of this Liberal NDP government. People can see and people can feel firsthand how their policies have made our lives materially and financially worse. There is more poverty in this country, more division and more crime because of policies imposed by the Liberal NDP government. You have endured 9 years of scandals from our Prime Minister, which is 9 years too long. Canadians deserve to see an end to this long and difficult era of scandals. Democracy depends on people's trust in their representatives. Without that foundation of trust, our democracy is on unstable footing. The most recent media stunt by the NDP ending its coalition with the Liberals does not reprieve Jagmeet Singh from the choices he made to unconditionally support devastating Liberal policies like higher carbon taxes, drug decriminalization and out-of-control spending. It merely signifies the deep mess Canada truly is in. Debt is up. Costs are up. Inflation is up. Crime is up. Time is up for this costly government. Canadians are looking at the lack of results and judging the costly coalition, not by its flashy slogans or by its promises to spend even more. Canadians are judging the Liberal NDP government based on the catastrophic consequences of its policies, which has led to a cost of living crisis. As I return to Parliament to fight for better, to fight for change, please know there is hope. Hope for better days when trust, common sense and Canadian pride are restored, and we shed this broken government we have grown to abhor. More than hope, we must believe in leadership to vanquish those who deceive. Leadership that is stronger. Leadership that will get the job done. Leadership we believe in and leadership that will unify us. Conservatives are ready to replace the government. We are ready to clean up the mess created over the last 9 years. Better days are just over the horizon, as sure as that summer sun will once again shine upon us.